سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما اسم كبير ومنافع للناس واسمهما أكبر من نفعهما. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, the senior ulama from Jamiat KZN made mashwara that this Friday we must speak about alcohol and gambling, mainly gambling. We know Allah revealed the Quran to our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in approximately 23 years and 1447 years away from the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah has chosen the group of Huffaz of the Quran, the group of ulama kiram who have the fear of Allah, and to the help and mercy of Allah, the Hifz classes, the Darul Looms, the afternoon Maktab Madrasas, they are all institutions to protect the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Whatever Quran ayat I am reciting in front of you, 1447 years away, it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we are all human. What we read, what we speak, what we listen comes to our heart and mind. If we read authentic teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, and we read about those good actions that will make Allah happy, will make Rasulullah some happy, that good action will give us a respectable death on Iman, and that good action will give us Jannah, then we'll have a desire to do those good actions. And we'll read and listen about the sins which will make Allah angry, will make Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam angry, and we may end up getting a bad death and punishment in the grave, difficulties of the day of Qiyamah, and may end up in Jahannam. May Allah protect us. Now, coming back to the topic of gambling, we as humans, we live in this world, we all need some money. Roti, kapra, makan, food, clothing, shelter is a basic necessity. And for that also, we got our different types of employment. Islam does not promote laziness. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَبَتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. When you finish your Jummah prayer, or our daily, five daily Faraz Salah, when we enter the Majlis, we said, Allahumma aftahli abwaaba rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for us the doors of your mercy. The good action done in the house of Allah, Salatul Jama'ah, Quran Tilawat, Zikrullah, those good actions give us Jannah, Paradise. And we exit the masjid with the left foot, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Oh Allah, we are asking of your bounty. The ulama say part of the bounty is, one is health, wealth, and to use our free time constructively. A person has the health but don't have wealth is also a difficulty. Or you have the wealth but you don't have the health, that is also, people go to different tests in life. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. And like how it is important to have Islamic education, from the age of 7, send our children to the afternoon Maktab Madrasa. They must learn how to read Salah, Quran from a very young age. Similarly, we give them some secular education which is not prohibited, and they get a good job, become a professional, a Muslim doctor, Muslim accountant, Muslim teacher in an Islamic school, etc. And we recite the famous dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah grant us good in this world, a good comfortable home. We desire delicious meals for breakfast, lunch and supper. We like to wear some good clothing, especially going for the function. And the dua for wearing clothes, الحمدللہ اللذی قسانی ما اواری بعورتی وتجملو بی فی حیاتی. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa given us beautiful clothing to wear. And we, in a Muslim wedding, Muslim funeral, Friday, Jummah time, Eid day, let's promote the kurta and the topi. We oppose the dressing and the lifestyles of the non-Muslims, especially name of professional sports players or name of professional teams, whether locally or globally, we don't wear those things in the masjid. Also, politics is a very controversial topic. We don't advertise political parties in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because from 500 musallis, 10 people or 20 people will follow different political parties and will end up having an argument and fight in the masjid and musallas, which we do not want. But we speak about the commands of Allah, the sunnah teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will make us successful in this world. There will be peace, tranquility in the masjid. Now coming back to the topic of gambling, people look for easy money. We need money, but earn it the right way and the correct way. Don't look for easy money. One is, a person is not honest in monetary dealings, get involved in taking loans from the bank or borrowing money from people and then apply for insolvency and make the banks cry for the money, or those you borrowed money from, you tell them you're bankrupt, you cannot pay them. And sometimes people claim bankruptcy in papers, but they have the gold coins and the jewelry stashed. They buy jewelry for the woman folk of the family and with the bank's money, and they put the assets on the wife's name or some other children's name, and then in papers they are bankrupt. So we don't do that. We're haram. Allah is watching. We can't earn our money the haram way. The other easy way of people look for money is they go to the casinos, or today online banking on the internet with your bank card, and people gamble, whether it's horse racing, professional sports racing, or some games, whatever. We don't follow professional sports because so many major sins attributed to it. Alcohol is advertised, gambling is being advertised, and immoral women are the spectators, and immorality, prostitution is being also promoted in the stadiums and the professional matches. Whether you go cricket match, soccer match, golf, tennis, whatever, wherever there's spectators, there'll be semi-nude females in that gathering. And some of them come with an evil intention to commit adultery, zina, to entice others to commit zina with them. So Islam teaches us from the root, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Don't go close to adultery, and all avenues that lead to adultery also we abstain from. Now coming to gambling, I recite the ayat of the Quran from Surah Baqarah, verse number 219. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yas'alunaka 'anil khamri wal maisir. People asked our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about wine, intoxicants and gambling. Say to them, in both there is great sin and some benefits for people, and the sin is greater than the benefit. Allah revealed a verse to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was not applicable to the Muslim of that time. It is applicable to Muslim to come to the day of Qiyamah, and applicable to us today also. A person sometimes drinks alcohol or something, talk, he feels a little bit relaxed, but he ends up like a stupid person, a drunkard, how they behave. Sometimes they use vulgar language. No woman wants to marry a drunkard or a drug addict. And we earn our money the halal way, spend it the halal way. Sometimes we earn the money the halal way and say, let me just increase my money, let me just gamble, or let me just go to the casino, maybe I'll hit the lottery, I'll get the 777 number, I'm chucked in, I'll win the 1 million rand lotto and I'll make it. But it's all haram money. How we dislike pork. If somebody give you 1 million pigs for free, you'll take the pigs for free. We all want it for free. Because, hey, how can Muslim don't want nothing to do with the pig? Similarly, this haram money from gambling, interest money is like pigs. And shaitan just beautifies it for us, that you'll do this with the money, you'll do that money. Even if you say you'll give everything in charity, but you must give clean halal money in charity. قُلْ لَا يَسْتَبِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلُوْ عَجَبَكَ كَسْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. Allah Ta'ala says the bad haram money and the clean halal money cannot be equal. Even though the haram looks lot and glorifying to the eyes, but the people end up doing wrong things with that haram money. They end up using it for prostitution or haram. Or sometimes people get disobedient children. Sometimes your children don't read salah, don't abstain from haram. Just reflect what type of income you got and what type of food you are giving them. You're earning the money the halal way. One is the income needs to be halal. Second is when we buy food from restaurants, see whether it got a proper halal authorization, which ulama supervising the restaurants, etc. If there's slight doubt and that we don't have satisfaction that the restaurant is serving halal and not supervised well, then abstain from that haram. You can have almonds, cashews, you can go for a margarita, a cheese pizza, or a vegetable sandwich, or a chip sandwich, just to protect your family from haram meat and doubtful meat. And it's cheaper also, and your conscience will be clear that you have a toasted chip sandwich or you have this spicy chips, etc., or a pizza with full of cheese or vegetable pizza. It's so nourishing, so fulfilling. And you have this normal potato chips. I'm not advertising any particular company. But if you're traveling long distance, you carry some normal chips that comes in the packets. And the children can eat that also, very much filling. But we don't have to go for the meat products and stop at an expensive restaurant. We don't know if it's halal or not, to create an image of yourself that I'm a Mr. Somebody. I eat in this restaurant. I have only meat and I have only this and only that. That is the way of the Qarun and Fir'aun. Allah protect us. Be humble, simple. If you cannot afford a luxury vehicle, whatever within your income you can afford, drive that. But it must be reliable. We know in South Africa, public transport is not practical. There's so much crime by the railway station, by the bus stand, etc. So we need a reliable vehicle, but within our budget. And we must see, you can go for a 1.6 engine vehicle with a boot sedan. You don't have to go for a V6 or V8. The bigger the car, the more expensive fuel consumption, the size of the tires, how much is going to cost. If you get a puncture to replace the tire, how much it is. You look at the running expenses also. So you don't, not under financial pressure. And we need a cell phone today to communicate, to do our internet banking, to send some funeral messages, to circulate some advices from our respected ulama-i kiram, especially the moon sighting, Eid Day, Ramzan. And people have the free time, they can read before how much it was costing to print pamphlets, to print books, etc. Now, alhamdulillah, in PDF format, you get the 40 durood on the PDF. You get some wonderful articles from the jamiyas, from the darul ulums, from ulama-i kiram. And with a few rands of data you need, or you have Wi-Fi, it's free to download, and you can read those wonderful articles and educate ourselves. But you don't have to go for a very expensive cell phone just to create an image when you go to a wedding or a funeral or a walima. You take out that phone in front of everybody, say, I'm a big motor. Now I've got the latest Apple phone or the latest Samsung phone. And you end up in debts. end of the month, the debit orders are going from your account, and sometimes you don't have the funds and end up in OD, etc. Allah protect us. So live within our budget. Simple living is easy living. Moderation expenditure is full of barakah. So we don't have to resort to gambling to get easy money. Another ayat of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون. Shaitan wishes only to plant enmity and malice, hatred between you through wine, intoxicants and gambling, and to prevent you from the remembrance of Allah and from Salah. Would you then not abstain? Surah Ma'idah, Para 7, verse number 91. Allah Ta'ala says that Shaitan is our enemy. And we see today how the drug lords are killing one another. And one is you get this government registered gambling bodies where they have certain rules of conduct and they have to abide by those rules. But you get certain not registered gamblers like professional sports. Sometimes they have this private gambling, their friends and family get together and every put $1,000 or a 500 rand in a pool, but it's not documented. And then they say if this team wins, then XYZ will get all the money. If that team wins, XYZ will get all the money. And sometimes the other team wins, and now the person that is losing the money, he'll make some excuse not for the money not to go to that person. And sometimes they end up murdering and killing that person because he's going to win so much of the money. So murder is being created. And the drug lords, we read the articles in the newspapers, how they're killing one another. You might be driving a Mercedes Benz or a latest BM, but you got it through gambling or through selling drugs, whatever. You don't know 100 enemies you may be having. The moment you leave yours, you're under pressure and tension. Nobody must shoot me, nobody must kill me. And so many incidents we see, people filling up petrol, or stop at the robot, or stop at the stop street, somebody come and kills them and take the car away. Allah protect us. So don't look for easy money in the haram avenue, gambling or interest, or doing the banks down, or insolving your business and buying gold coins for the women folk, etc. Allah is watching. Earn the halal way, spend the halal way, and Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Our respected ulama Jamiat case prepared a 12-page document on gambling. We cannot do justice in the 20 minutes, but in the Jamiat KZN website, all these wonderful articles about gambling, etc. are there. Our free time, read it. Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practicing. Ameen. Brothers can leave the sunnah and muakkidah. And even after the Farz Salah, there's 4 sunnah and muakkidah and 2 sunnah and muakkidah. We should all read, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.